You're listening to Health Radio.
Mommy, my tummy hurts.
Mom, I don't feel so good.
Mommy, I love you.
Oh, Mom and Dad, it's time to get all of your questions answered for free.
It's Healthy Children,
the talk show just for you with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, here's our favorite mom, Melanie Cole.
Hey, my guest is Dr. Shauna Yin, and we're talking about parents' math skills and the study that parents' poor math skills may lead to medication errors. Dr. Yin, tell us a little bit about the study. What did the study involve, and what did it find?
Sure. Well, what we found in our study was that parents frequently make errors in dosing liquid medications for their children, and that parents who have trouble with math are especially likely to make an error. Specifically, we found that about 40% of parents made errors in dosing liquid medications, and that parents who had math skills of third grade or less had five times the odds of making an error compared to parents who had math skills of sixth grade or higher.
Now, what's involved in an error? What do you call an error?
That's a good question. We actually enrolled families who had children seen in the emergency department and were prescribed medications. And towards the end of their course, we had them come into the hospital again for us to observe how they dosed the medication for their children. So we were able to measure the amount that they dosed and compare it to the amount that was prescribed from the doctor. And if the dose was more than 20% of deviation from the prescribed dose, we considered that to be an error. So that basically means if someone got prescribed 10 milliliters and they measured between 8 and 12, we give them a little leeway and said that was correct. But if they dosed under that or above that, we considered that a dosing error.
Okay. Now, I mean, not all dosing errors, as a parent, I know this, and not all dosing errors have, you know, consequences. However, they certainly can. And that's that wiggle moment for a parent.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, luckily,
oh my God.
Absolutely. Luckily, most of the time, serious injury to a child is rare when misdosing happens, but you can have other types of side effects from overdosing, like stomach upset or nausea or drowsiness. It really depends on the type of medication that's given. But in addition to overdosing and those problems that are associated with that, you can also think about problems with underdosing as well as an issue. So if you gave less than the amount than that was prescribed, then maybe your child's symptoms don't get better as fast, et cetera, and that might cause a parent to bring a child back to the emergency department or to the clinic to be seen again.
Now, as I understand it, reading skills are also involved in this study, which that makes a lot more sense to me or to the listeners, but math skills right along with this. Now, caregivers, you know, because that's where a lot of parents worry if their caregivers have to give medications.
Absolutely. And math skills are important in a lot of different ways, especially for children. We're using liquid formulations very frequently. And to dose a liquid medication correctly, parents or other caregivers of children need to understand numerical concepts such as how to convert between different units of measurement, like milliliters, teaspoons, and tablespoons. And when a parent confuses milliliters and teaspoons, this could lead to a five-fold over or underdose, since one teaspoon is equal to 5 milliliters. And if they confuse teaspoons and tablespoons, that could lead to a threefold over or underdose, because one tablespoon is equal to 3 teaspoons.
So, Dr. Yin, do you think that the medication companies are doing an adequate enough job when they put their little dosing information on the back and then they include the little plastic cup, you know, with the children's Tylenol or Motrin or something? Do you think they're doing an adequate job, or would you like to see a change there?
I think there's been a lot of attention being paid to this issue from a number of different perspectives, from manufacturers, recognizing that these issues are confusing. And there's actually been a recent commitment from manufacturers to try to make sure that the units match between what's on the instruction label and what's on the dosing instrument. There's beyond the manufacturers, there's also issues around physicians and how they prescribe. Do they write the prescription or say, the instructions in terms using milliliters or teaspoons or tablespoons, et cetera. So it's really, I think, a systems issue, and more attention is being paid to this issue to try to make it easier across the board.
And so now give some advice for parents on how they can make sure they're giving their children the correct dose of medications.
Sure. Well, parents should really, you know, pay careful attention to the dosing instructions that they're given by their doctor or healthcare provider, and pay attention to what's on the medication label and to the markings on the measuring devices to make sure that they're giving the right dose amount and that the units all match up. And especially they need to be careful when terms like teaspoons or tablespoons are used, especially when abbreviations are used. Like for teaspoon, the abbreviation is TSP, and the abbreviation for tablespoon is TBSP. So you can imagine how that could be confusing.
Well, now, and besides some a little bit more advice, give a little bit of a working, you know, measurement table for us, Dr. Yin. When we see a 5 milliliter, you know, dosing recommendation or a 10, but parents don't have the little cup, you know, how can they work with spoons, or is that kind of passé now?
Well, the recommendation is really to avoid using kitchen spoons because we know when parents reach into the drawer to pull out a spoon, they come in many different sizes and many shapes. So it's really recommended that if you weren't given a dosing instrument from the doctor or the pharmacy, or it wasn't included in the package, that you go out and purchase one. There's a number of different standard dosing instruments that are available, things like oral syringes, there's droppers, there's dosing spoons, there's dosing cups that are available that have measurement markings on them that we would recommend that you use. If you don't have that, if you have those different measuring cups that have markings, you have to be careful and look for, you know, those markings for teaspoon, tablespoon, you can use the conversion that 5 milliliters equals 1 teaspoon.
So we're pretty much all in metric where medication dosing is concerned.
Well, right now, I think that's part of the problem is that we're not all in metric. So we are using terms like milliliters, teaspoons, and tablespoons, and using those terms interchangeably. So sometimes what the doctor says in their counseling might not be what's on that label on the bottle ultimately, that can be very confusing. So there is an effort actually to try to promote metric dosing and try to convert over to a metric system. In particular, there's an effort going on from the Centers for Disease Control called PROTECT, which stands for Preventing Overdoses and Toxic Exposures in Children Task Force, and it's working with groups like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the Poison Control Centers, groups like the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, which oversees the over-the-counter medication, the makers of those over-the-counter medications, and trying to promote this kind of standard in dosing so that ultimately we'll all be thinking in milliliters and not be confused about things when things are prescribed in teaspoons and tablespoons.
Now, sometimes on those dosing instruments, since they typically are plastic, the letters wear off. And so what is your advice to parents when that happens? Go out and buy a new one.
Yes. Yeah. I would definitely recommend, if you can't see the markings, I wouldn't recommend using that instrument.
Because we've all held those little cups up trying to see in the light. Where's the 5 mil line there, you know? I mean, really, it's something I think parents do a lot.
Yes, it's very tough. I agree with you. I think people are starting to pay attention to those issues more and more now, and hopefully we'll see instruments become much better in terms of the readability of those markings. I 100% agree with you.
Well, I love it when I've got the new cup. You know, if I buy children's Motrin or something and it comes with the new cup, because the markings are darker, and it's like, I've been using this other one. And I mean, you really, parents take that for granted, but it's easy to give the wrong dose. So now, give us your very best advice for parents, Dr. Yin, on making sure that they're giving their children the correct dose of medications and where they can find out more information.
My best advice is to make sure that all the instructions you know, that the instructions match from what the doctor said to what is on the label and to what is on that dosing device, and just try to make sure that, you know, that the dose is consistent and that you're giving that right dose that was recommended by your doctor. If you're confused, I think the best thing to do is to ask a healthcare provider or call your doctor just to make sure before you give that dose of medication.
And actually, your pharmacist is a good source, too, that you can hold up your cup and say, is this the right amount for this medication? But that's the advice. And so parents, make sure you're dosing your children correctly. It's really, really important. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. We'll be back.